I'm Wayne Wood, and this is the Watching the Wheels podcast, based on the column from Vanderbilt University Medical Center's House Organ. Today's column is titled, The News from Guangzhou. 3 years ago this month, my wife Sharon and I began the process of adopting a child from China. At that time, the total process, from beginning to end, was predicted to last, give or take, a year. We spent that fall, in the spring of 2006, diligently getting our application in order. We child-proofed the house ahead of a social worker's home visit. We had our doctor fill out forms indicating we were fit enough to adopt. We gathered all of our financial data to prove that we could support a child. We pulled our birth certificates and marriage license. We got letters of reference, and then we had to get most of these documents notarized, approved by the Tennessee Secretary of State, authenticated by the Secretary of State of the United States. We have several examples of Condoleezza Rice's signature on our documents, and then approved by the Chinese consulate in Washington, D.C. We had to go to the Criminal Justice Center and get a clearance from Nashville Police to certify that we had no criminal record. We went to our local immigration office, a part of the Department of Homeland Security, and were fingerprinted. This was for a criminal background check with the FBI, which is part of applying for the form from immigration that acts as a license from the United States government to adopt a child from overseas. And we took a mandatory international adoption class at our local adoption agency. I'm simplifying here. It was actually more complicated than this sounds. But in the end, we were approved and our paperwork was accepted by the Chinese adoption agency on June 15th, 2006. In the adoption world, this is called the login date, and it means you are in the queue to get a child. We were very excited. There was pretty much nothing to do but wait, so we waited. Sharon went on a trip to China in the fall of 2006 with a professional group. I didn't go on the theory that we would be returning soon to pick up our child. While we waited, our adoption form from the U.S. Immigration, which was good for only 18 months, expired, so we had to get another one, which meant another police clearance, we still hadn't committed any crimes, and another session of fingerprinting, since the FBI threw away the first set, as apparently is their policy. But while the U.S. government was putting up annoying roadblocks, the Chinese government was making things difficult in a more profound way. It was around the time of our login date that the Chinese State Adoption Agency began reducing the number of referrals it made each month. There are theories about why this occurred, but the truth is nobody outside the Chinese bureaucracy knows. So, there's a lot of guesses, but no known facts, to those of us in the U.S. anyway, as to why this happened. Whatever the reason, this is the effect. The 1 year wait extended and extended before our eyes. After 2 years in the queue, we were farther away from adopting than we thought we were on the first day that we started the process. It was like running forward on a moving sidewalk going in the opposite direction that's going faster and always pushing you back faster than you can run. Sharon and I are both in our early 50s. And another 2 or 3 years before the adoption happens would mean that we would likely be about 70 before our daughter would be grown and leaving for college. So, we have made the decision to take ourselves out of the line and out of the limbo. We will not be adopting. I can't tell you how much we appreciated all the excitement and well wishes and goodwill that have come our way since we began this. Everybody we know has been wonderful. Our families were excited, even an uncle who jokingly asked if we were crazy, to which we happily responded, yes. My mom and dad would spot Chinese children in public and wonder if their new granddaughter would be as cute as that child. My brother and sister-in-law were collecting clothes and baby equipment. Not a day passed without friends asking for an update. people at our church, some of whom had adopted Chinese children before us, were practically already passing around a babysitting sign-up sheet. This was going to be one beloved child. It feels weird to invest so much effort and emotion and life into something that just falls apart. We will be fine, but that's not to deny that this is a loss and there's pain and grief. Sometimes I see a father with a child and I think that even 1 year ago, I expected that someday soon that would be me. Now I know it won't. All along, Sharon and I had been talking about baby names, and somewhere along the way, we settled on Helen Lee. Sharon put a post-it note on the refrigerator with that name on it and wrote under it, "When she is in trouble, we can say Helen Lee," sternly. The note stayed on the refrigerator for the better part of a year. A few weeks ago, she took it down. Watching the Wheels is the editor's column of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center House Organ, a collection of Watching the Wheels columns subtitled Cheap Irony, Righteous Indignation, and Semi-Enlightened Opinion is available at Amazon.com. Visit House Organ on the web at the Medical Center homepage for Vanderbilt under the tab News and Publications. For News and Public Affairs at Vanderbilt University, this is Wayne Wood.